Oh, so if you're going to be out in New York, hit us up if you want to see us. We're going to be kind of doing a real short 48 hours out there. It's going to be fast-paced. It's going to be a blast. And we're going to be doing a lot of sightseeing, running to a lot of friends, getting some good video for you. So if you can't make it out there, you'll kind of see what it's all about. Really, that's kind of what I've got for tonight, man. I'm just
if you're like hype. If you're like me, you're currently looking for new ways to stimulate your brain while you're waiting. And I've been going back and rewatching our content and yes, have some content on the last premiere.
Yeah,
so go check out that. We had a couple different videos and podcasts about it. So
don't shut it off. I'm warning you.
Welcome to Strange Glow Videos. Well, that's what I heard.
Aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
Hosted by Alec, Justin, and Nick.
Well, that's what I heard.
Hey, welcome back to Strange Glow Video. My name is Justin, and with me is my esteemed colleague, Alec. How are you doing, Alec?
I am doing.
Alec is suffering from a migraine right now, so this should still be a good episode, though, because there's a lot of stuff to hype up about. But if Alec is a little less enthusiastic, know that he still loves everything. He's just feeling like his head's been ran over by train tracks or by a train on the tracks.
I feel like the floor of a taxi cab.
Yeah, so I got a few pickups I want to show off before we get into the nitty-gritty. So just because, you know, things and stuff. One of my favorite things that arrived.
And
new toy from Phantasm. Viggy, Class 10. This thing is fucking beautiful.
That's a good taper on there, too.
Yeah, it's real, real nice.
That way it won't get lost in your butt.
Yeah, no, I mean, it flares out at the end, so yeah, you really shouldn't lose it.
Well, I mean, as long as it's all connected one piece there.
Yeah.
That little bit, place where he sets the baby will keep the whole thing from colliding into your asshole forever.
Well, it comes out in parts, so.
Oh, shit, well, you're fucked then. Say goodbye to Vigo. He's going on a trip.
But would we say goodbye to Vigo? Would we say goodbye to Vigo? I think Vigo deserves a lot more credit than that.
On a mountain of skulls in a castle of pain, I sat on a throne
of Vigo heads
in my ass.
And the R-rated content you love from us. But you got to love this, though. I mean, put this side by side with Slime Blower Ray and Winston, which I've only got two hands, you know, so. I mean, those are beautiful, real nice.
Yeah.
And then obviously all the hype to the Frozen Empire premiere. I've been just loading up on stuff. I got a new light kit in today, which goes to a red jacket that I got in here recently. And I got my more accurate patch because the jacket that I bought came with a decent Moogly patch, but it's a little bit small and it's like a screen accurate, well, not a screen accurate, but it's an idealized Moogly. Show you that now. So this is the alexgear.com jacket. Phil with the Tennessee Ghostbusters pointed this one out to me and is like, hey, you know, it's pretty good. He got one in. And I was like, oh, that didn't look bad. So decided I'd order one for myself. Looks pretty good there. Got the logo on there. Got the name tape on there. They customized that for me. So I'm excited to have that in the collection. Got the accurate belt to go on that or on my engineer suit from GB Fans. GB Fans has a new black pistol belt they're selling. And then their gray pistol belt came in as well. And then the old engineer suit I started putting together, just a black flight suit ordered from GB Fans as well. The patch came from gbpatches.com. And then this is just an old name tape I had lying around. So, but definitely loading up and getting geared up for the movie. And can you believe that we are basically, what's today, Monday? So we're like a week away from heading out to New York. How are you feeling?
We're like 9 days from like
eight. I mean, you're not really, you're really not going to go to sleep, like, because our flight is at 6 a.m. on Tuesday, or I mean on Wednesday. So in order to get down to the airport and everything else, it's going to be wild. It'll be a long night, but we got a layover in Chicago, should be able to sleep on the plane and then get into New York with a little bit of pep in our step and be ready to roll. I'm so hyped up. It's like been hard to concentrate on anything else just because like,
yeah.
And it's for me, it's not like, oh,
I can't even jerk off.
Well, that's weird. Sit on your hand till it's numb and see if that helps. And it's partly the movie, but I'm just so excited to see everybody again in the atmosphere around the movie, right? Like, I don't necessarily have insane expectations for the movie right now. I'm so excited to see it and see what happens in it. But I'm just so excited to be in person in New York again and have that experience with all the other diehard fans and just kind of go around and make that memory and check in on everybody, see what's going on, and just have like that thrill of that group experience. So how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I'm stoked. We're going to see a bunch of people that we haven't seen. Some in a few months, some in a few years, some ever. So yeah. It's going to be interesting.
And we got some pretty awesome stuff we've cooked up. So it's going to be available at the YHS party. So if you're attending that, we are going to that and ourselves, and we're going to have some giveaway bags. Any extra giveaway bags we have, if you see us, hit us up. Those bags have some pretty cool goodies in there.
Yeah, Alec bingo just, card is finished up tonight.
Yeah, so Alec made a pretty excellent bingo card for us. We've got several versions of it, obviously, to be a good bingo game. And that'll be in our goodie bag along with some other stuff that we'll kind of see as we go. So, but if you see us in New York on Thursday, make sure you ask us if we got any of those left. Because I'm excited.
All right, well, I'll see you Thursday.
Well, I'll see you Thursday. Who's the stiff? We're actually staying very close to the fountain there.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. Maybe we should go take a dip. See if we can get thrown out. Want to get caught skinny dipping in that thing?
Not really. I mean, I feel like there's other things we could do there that'd be funner.
Probably.
I don't know what specifically, but.
Probably things that wouldn't put you on a registry for life. I'd imagine that would probably something there. So, yeah, we should consider alternatives. Hey, you know what's fun is.
You'd have to be down to cover like the bail and everything because I'm not spending more than like 2 hours in a New York jail. Tops.
I mean, if you want the true, authentic Ghostbusters experience, I think you kind of have to get arrested, though, don't you?
But then you'll get arrested.
We picked them up downtown. We didn't know what to do with them. So, Allie, can you drop me off at the firehouse over there? See if they'll take me.
Hey, guards. I just work with these guys. I wasn't even there.
Exactly. There's been a lot of new media. The final trailer came out, TV spots, so much new stuff going on out there. If you're trying to go in spoiler-free, good luck, man, because everything's been being posted out there right now, like on every official channel. Like, there was one of the international spots that I did not necessarily want to see. That was the only thing I was kind of trying to avoid based on, like, heavy spoilers and that. And then...
Well, it's like, I feel like we've almost seen every little thing. I mean, I'm hoping there's a bunch of other things that we're like, holy shit, this, holy shit, that. But it's like, just going on, spoiler alert real quick.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Slimer. We've seen Garaka. We know Garaka's name. There is one actor we haven't seen at all.
Correct.
What's her name? The girl from Dr. Sleep.
Yeah. We have not seen her.
Which is interesting. But now we know that about the drone trap. We've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen now, spoiler alert, the possessed Ecto.
Yep.
In the last trailer.
But the toys, like, gave spoilers at that because the... So they did this little video on Hulu that's like a 22-23-minute video. Ghostbusters past, present, and future. And it's got some clips from the new movie in there, and there's additional spoilers in there. So if you want to go in fresh, avoid that Hulu video until after you see the movie.
Like what additional spoilers? I haven't seen it, but.
So the possessor ghost, which I'm assuming is the ghost that possesses the Ecto-1.
I was about to say, I did see somebody mention that it was their favorite ghost when they were doing that thing.
Yep. Yeah. So the possessor ghost possesses a trash bag and some other things around the firehouse, I think, kind of in there. And I'm assuming that's what possesses that. And it's actually one of the pack-in ghosts for the Fright Features line. I can't remember which character came with the possessor ghost, but that's one of them.
It's Callie. It's the trash bag, right?
Yeah. Yeah, is that the one that looks like the trash bag?
Yeah. That's what it looks like right there?
Oh, yeah, you're 100% on point. Yep, that's it. So technically, we already kind of knew that. I've got it right here on the back.
Oh, it says it on the back, too, yeah.
Possessor. Yep. Yep, so it's the possessor ghost, so we know that, but...
That's fun, though. We haven't seen that yet. Not really.
No, and so...
Not like this.
No, seeing a couple of things there kind of gives it away, but... Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I mean, we're reporting on this, so like we have to kind of watch this. But at the same time, if you're a general audience fan, hopefully you're skipping ahead for spoilers. But there's a lot they've given us. I'm hoping there's like a significant story punch here that we, you know, was really fresh when we see this.
Yeah.
I've had a few ideas on like what could possibly take place, you know, especially kind of for the bingo card. But it wasn't like I'm trying to figure out exactly what happens every single moment of this movie. Just trying to relax.
Well, that's the thing is,
take it in for what it is.
The bingo card, some of it's like real predictions. Some of it's just like
smart ass stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Smart ass stuff that is like, if that happens, I'd kind of just laugh at it a little bit, but like, could happen. I didn't put anything like Oscar is in the movie on there or anything too crazy, you know? Like,
yeah. And even if he is, like, that would, I feel like that would just be a nonchalant thing, right? Because it would be like, oh, is that in passing? Is that a photo? Like, what does that look like, right? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they've said Sigourney Weaver's not in this. We never saw her on set, but that doesn't mean they didn't do anything else.
You know, that would be amazing is if the post-credit scene is Oscar, and then all of a sudden, you know, you just see, like, his face sort of morph into Viggo. that'd be fucking hilarious. I would die laughing.
That'd be pretty fucking dope, actually. I'm
like
not
he looks
lie.
In the mirror a la Twin Peaks, smashes his face, and it's Viggo and Oscar.
Yeah. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire sequel directed by David Lynch.
How's Dana? Dana?
You're not going to like that movie if it was directed by David Lynch. I mean, I'd probably love it, but there'd be some that'd people be out there pretty hilarious. Pissed.
That needs to be a sketch we do. David Lynch's Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I for real. I think that's something that's good. Some good stuff there.
Frozen Inland Empire.
Exactly. Yeah.
Starring Sorry. Laura Dern and Kyle MacLachlan.
I mean, I'm down. I'd watch that. I mean, seriously, like, let's do it.
David Bowie is Gozer. Sorry. Anyway, now I'm just thinking about bits.
Yeah. So, all the media we've saw recently here, one of the ones that was my favorite, and you just said was kind of like, you're like, okay. But it's the voiceover one that kind of shows the, what I'm assuming is pages from Tobin's Spirit Guide discussing the death chill of 1904. I like the concept of that, just because it kind of seemed like almost like 90s viral marketing, like with an early website type of something you would have thrown up there. Like, it's just completely out of left field for what they've done so far with the marketing. So to me, that's what really got my interest. I really liked the motion on the black and white drawings that were there. I feel like that's pretty cool. And I enjoyed that kind of concept of it. And then seeing like the firehouse kind of tying these things in. It's like there's some loose storyline ideas that you can kind of take from this as a whole. And we're obviously going to see how this plays out next week, but yeah, I'm just excited. I feel pretty good about this, even though like I feel like we've seen a lot, but I feel like there's plenty we don't know still.
Yeah, it's
the other thing is like there's always alternate takes that are in trailers, right, or something that doesn't make it to the movie, and so, you know, how does that all work out with the editing process?
The way stuff is cut in trailers is always different too. Like, you can hear that there's lines that are cut certain ways with other parts cut out of the lines overlaid over other stuff that is not happening during that. So
yeah, we've already seen that with Hubert's character, right? Through all the trailers and pre-release videos we've seen of him, like talking about the death chill, like it's, they've made it very apparent that the first time this happened to us now is in the past. But the first trailer we saw, like, made it sound like it could be talking about the present. We didn't know exactly when it was happening. So, like, there's a little bit of ambiguity to it then. I don't know. I'm pretty excited about everything. Like I said, it's just try not to oversell your expectations. And I'm just, like, ready to go experience this. But the nice thing for me, at least, is, like, the wait for Afterlife was so long and then it kept getting delayed and everything else. Like, that was agonizing just to kind of see where that story went. And I think this just feels like more of a natural, like, hey, here's a, you know, a follow up here with a lot of fun action and comedy and everything else. So excited to see where it goes. Any of the trailer spots or TV spots, like anything there stick out to you recently?
Well, they have the, we can talk about the icy flavors.
Yeah.
Those are all public knowledge now. There's like four or five of them. There's like the Slimer's back, which is apparently a green apple flavor and not an Ecto Cooler flavor.
So apparently there is still the chance that AMC will have its own flavor as a Coke tie-in, because all these other flavors they've announced so far are just icy flavors. Like, there's no affiliation. But the AMC ad specifically said made with Coke products. So there still could be a possibility there. And then someone else did mention, like, through and all that I've been reading, is that they don't have a citrus flavored one out of all the flavor announcements yet. You know, they kind of got a blue raspberry, they got a cherry, they got green apple. So there's,
they got a marshmallow one too now.
Yeah, I saw that. All the cups and everything are pretty cool. Been digging those. How are you feeling about all the movie theater merchandise? I just feel like there's so fucking much. Like,
I'm not getting, like, I might get one popcorn bucket and one cup, if anything. You know what I mean? So, I'm not going to go blow my load on all that shit. I can't.
So the only thing that I pre-ordered so far was the Firehouse popcorn tin. I just thought that would be a cool one to have, because it's something
I really
that,
like.
And it was $12.
Mini cupped cup. Sorry.
Yeah. $12 plus shipping, so it was under $20 total. So I was like, hell yeah, I'll get one of those. Just because I don't think there may be one Regal Cinemas in the area, but for the most part, we have one Cinemark in town. It's AMC and B&B Theaters. So, and then some independent theaters. So I don't know if any of the independent theaters in town are going to have, you know, what they'll have, if anything. So,
yeah.
And then I do want the popcorn bucket, the AMC Ghost Trap popcorn bucket. I like the look of that, but
did you see the pictures of the actual Slimer bucket?
Yeah, a lot of people are really triggered over that. I'm like, so apparently
I honestly didn't think it looked better or worse necessarily. It's just completely different.
I actually like the new design a little bit better. And here's a controversial hot take, because it reminded me of the real Ghostbusters toy line of the big ghost that you could put a figure in and, like, blow the slime bubbles all over them. They had like a yellow one. I forget what it was called. That's what I had as a kid. They had a Slimer one and something else. They had three or four in that line. And that mouth and that shape of that body really reminded me of that throwback figure. So I was like, oh, that's kind of a cool real Ghostbusters like nod. So I appreciated that a lot more than probably the average person. But that first picture they showed, like, how would you get the popcorn out of that? You're going to just going to shake it out in your hand, because that mouth was not like a very inviting mouth for fetching popcorn out of. I don't know.
Right.
Then we got the Cheetos contest that's going on through, I think, like May 28th or something. So, like, it says win a trip to Frozen Empire. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to happen at this rate. But I think it's like another Sony Pictures release, if you're reading the fine print on all that. But still a fun opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. I mean, there's just so much movie theater merch, like all the different cups that are out there, and like,
400 different popcorn buckets. I want the mini puffed cup, because that looks cool. Where's that at?
I don't know. We're gonna have to kind of figure out what's around here and what's
where. We
need
like a fucking guide to this shit.
You do. And for me, it's like,
has Jim from Extraplasm done that yet? Like, come on, where is it at? Somebody.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna need to reach out to Jim. Like, someone put together a guide of where to get your movie gear.
Somebody do it so I don't have to. I'm gonna George Lucas this bitch.
Yeah, like, I'm going to need you to do the work here, because I really don't have the time to.
Yeah, could you figure out all the Ghostbusters popcorn buckets and, do that.
Yeah, if you could do that for us, we'd really appreciate that. And then we could do the special editions.
Yeah, and then we can add,
Jabba the Hutt back in.
exactly. We're going to add the same scene, but earlier into the movie, the same exact dialogue.
And we're going to CGI over the model X-Wings and have them be much bigger in the picture. Which, as a 90s kid, you know, like, we grew up through the 90s. I love the OG trilogy. I don't hate the special editions. There's some moments in the special editions that I wish they would have left out, but for the most part, I'm okay with it, mostly because the nostalgic ties of me going to see those in the theaters and having that
opportunity
as a young person.
That's why I'm nostalgic for them, but I mean, really, the really bad questionable stuff is mostly in Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And then New Hope has a little bit, but like, Empire hardly suffered at all. There's some visual updates that, like, I feel like unless you saw that movie 400 times, you wouldn't have really noticed anyway.
That one's not as other in your face about it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's stuff like in Cloud City, like, oh, now there's windows there and you can see outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that doesn't distract you from the movie or take away, because it just kind of feels pretty natural to how they did it. But all the theater merchandise, all the t-shirts, everyone's got the t-shirts available. So our friend Jim over at Extraplasm did a good interview with David at Ripple Junction. And if you're looking around for different things for Frozen Empire, apparently if you order directly through Ripple Junction, they've got a pretty cool, like, overlaid version of the ice on top of the Mowgli logo that's exclusive to their website. And I think that may be the same one they're selling on the Amazon. So that's kind of a cool little twist on it, because you're going to have, like, every retailer kind of having the same pieces. Have you seen a shirt or anything that you're really after?
Not yet. I have not seen a bunch of them yet. I haven't gone looking, though, because don't have the money for it at the moment, so we'll see what happens later on.
I feel that. I mean, that's the problem with any of this, is like just trying to find the balance to it. Like, I'm excited about all the theater merch, but at the same time, I just really wish we had some more toys. I'm hoping for, like, wave two of some of the other figures here in time for the 40th. Like, I think there's a lot of opportunity going forward, but I just don't know. You know, it's all up in the air. And to me, it's like, it's a lot easier to display action figures than it is to display like 8,000 movie theater pieces. Like, I did just buy a vintage glow in the dark AMC Theaters Ghostbusters 2 cup, because I mean, to me, that's essential to have in the collection. But like all the new stuff, I'm like, okay, we'll see what happens. I'm not like in a rush to go buy that at every theater and like go to every website and have it all shipped to the house.
Yeah.
We'll see how AMC does with theirs. And then the Cinemark Ghost Trap's a little bit different, because it has lights and sounds and it doesn't have the little square hologram kind of coming out of the AMC, like the AMC one does. So it's a little bit different design.
How much is that one?
I think those are both like $40.
That's hilarious, because I bought the Walmart one for $20, so I could just open that up and put some popcorn in there and be done with it.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and so that's, for me, the deciding factor. And then they basically have re-released the AMC Ecto-1 from Afterlife, and that's going to another theater chain, but it's got a clean paint job and the new pinstripes on it, or the racing stripes. And I wouldn't mind having that, just because I don't see us getting us a 112 scale, like Ecto-1 anytime soon. So, like, kind of like to get that one of it, just, you know, just to fit in the Ecto-1 collection specifically.
Right. I wish we were getting like some Hot Wheels and stuff too, like just some small versions of the car.
Hot Wheel, Johnny Lightning, like Jada could do an update to all that. Like, I think Jada has
a new van, the Ecto-C, like all that. We need all that.
Yeah. I feel like there's an opportunity.
We didn't get an Afterlife Ecto-1 Hot Wheels style, did we? So, like,
no,
do a set with all of those.
Yeah, so I don't think Hot Wheels has the license to do Ecto-1s anymore.
I mean, I'm just using Hot Wheels as an overture, but, like, I don't give a fuck. Somebody just make these for me, please. Like,
well, yeah, Jada announced the pink Ecto-1, and they also announced the, like, Transformers crossover Ecto-1 that doesn't transform. And so it's like, okay, come on now. Like, put the new stuff out, do an Afterlife Ecto One, which I thought was kind of a failed thing. But if you look at the way they work, they're not like super fast to just release shit. Like, they just now recently released the Back to the Future 3 time machine. And I've been starting to see that in stores in the small scale.
You know how crazy it is that Answer the Call had the craziest and best market push out of any of these movies? Like, that was insane how much was going on for that movie. Because they did stuff for all the other movies while they were doing that one. Ecto Cooler was back. I mean, all the toy lines, all of those cars.
Yeah.
At Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart had the two packs there. Toys R Us had it. And then Walmart had the exclusive Maddie Collector line that they re-released. Those are the 25th anniversary edition ones that had the proton packs that came off individually packaged with the Build-A-Moogly. Like, that was pretty well done. That was the whole reason why Mattel wanted that line, was in case they started making more movies and no one there was talks about it. And, like, you know, it just didn't really hit with the wide audiences like it could have. So, but the marketing push was pretty cool. Like, the Ecto Cooler coming back was great in stores and everything like that. And I don't know, you know, if it's a Coca-Cola thing or if it's a Sony thing, you know, like where that falls into line with not necessarily getting that again. But, you know, you just kind of let it play out and be what it is.
We'll see. I'm hoping that maybe they'll tie it back to if they actually do that Ghostbusters cartoon that they're talking about.
Yeah, I still think there's a strong possibility for other media, right? And then, obviously, right after this movie comes out, we start getting Ghostbusters back in town. The comics to start hitting shelves. First one comes out on the 27th, so I think we're going to be in a pretty good spot there. And then, you know, that'll basically wrap up after Ghostbusters Day if they come out once a month. So we'll kind of have to play it by ear. Trying to think of what else there might be that's like worth mentioning right now. I think for me, it's just like trip preparation, getting ready to get out there and see everything. And you've already kind of mapped out some of the new filming locations we want to hit up that we didn't hit last time, obviously, because the movie Nothing in Afterlife was really shot there. So,
yeah.
But the anticipation of getting out there and seeing everybody and just talking to everybody about the trip and like what they're planning to do and how they're planning to spend time has been pretty awesome just to check in. And friend of the show, Andrew Bayless, is coming all the way from Australia, which we met him at FanFest. So that's pretty awesome that he's going to make that journey. Like, that's got to be an insane trip, man, you know? And that is, yeah, that's crazy. It's 5 years later, yeah. So,
40th anniversary, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm hoping there's a lot more to come, especially this summer with that Ghostbusters Day for the 40th anniversary, because then by then they'll have some numbers in for this box office, so they'll probably be ready to either make some announcements or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the budget for this, I imagine, was not cheap. The marketing, obviously, they've been spending a fair amount on marketing. I feel like this is Sony's tentpole franchise and it really needs to do well. Like, Madame Web didn't do very well at the box office. Like, that got some very mixed reviews. And so, you know, you're just kind of wondering like, okay, Sony really
mixed reviews. That's a nice way to say some people are saying it's the worst movie ever made. Like, I haven't seen it. And I kind of was like, oh, I might see that. Sounds interesting. Anything Spider-Man related sounds mildly interesting to me. And I like women, so why not?
Yeah,
but I heard from all sorts of people that it was shit, so I don't know.
Yeah, and that's scary, so I just hope this does well, and I think it should. Like, looking at the YouTube numbers on the trailer reviews, like, the first trailer had over 20 million views, and I think it's sitting near 21 million right now.
I have zero doubts that this is going to be better than Afterlife.
Yeah, I think it takes you back to New York. You're going to have a lot of things there that was... Afterlife was just a challenging movie to tell anyway, right? When you look at the state of the franchise, how do you explain this? Where do you go? How do you make it in a budget that's manageable? There's a lot of things in that movie that made it challenging that this movie doesn't have to really deal with, essentially, right? So, and I wonder how many people are finally seeing Afterlife for the first time after seeing trailers for this, because... As I was saying, I think second trailer they released, you know, the first official trailer was like 24 million views on YouTube. So well, like the general did.
I'd be talking to people at work about this.
Yeah.
Various people of ages and stuff, you know, from people who are like 20 to people who are 40 or 50, people in their 30s. And some people are like, oh, yeah, that looks awesome. I watched the other one on like pay-per-view or, you know, whatever, like HBO mm-hmm. or some shit or Netflix or wherever the fuck. And I liked it. And then some people are like, oh, yeah, I saw the trailer for the new one. They're like, Finn Wolfhard's in that. I'm like, oh, so they completely missed the marketing even for the last movie.
Yeah.
You know, like that's happened. So it's interesting.
It is very interesting, the fact that so many people didn't even really know that was a thing. But I am excited, though, because like people know that I'm a Ghostbusters nut at work. And so like they'll talk to me about it. And I had one guy come up the other day. And he's like, you know, that new one looks really good. He's like, I liked the last one they did with Paul Rudd. And like it was good, but like this looks like awesome. And I'm like, that's cool that you've got like a general audience that's like hyped about this. Because I think that's kind of where Afterlife felt like it was such a niche movie for a small market. Obviously, it was approachable by anyone. You didn't have to really have seen anything before, but you know, that love letter ability to tell that story. But I think this is just like a broad audience movie that hopefully reinvigorates the franchise in a lot of ways. And I think Dune had a really good box office over the weekend. So I think to say that like big movies can do well in theaters is a huge thing. So I guess we're going to just kind of have to wait and see how initial weekend numbers look, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah. So what is it coming out? Actually coming out the following Friday.
22nd. Yeah. So yeah, soft opening will be on the 21st, that Thursday night.
And so then basically seeing it a week in advance. So then I'll have to see when I'm scheduled that week, but I'll go the first available time again, probably out here. Try to get myself an IC.
Yeah. I'm going to go and enjoy that. Right. Because obviously the first viewing, especially like with a big audience like that, is going to be.
Might even try to see if it's playing at the drive-in out here one of these nights too, because I, you know, see it more than once in a couple of different formats. It'd be cool. Yeah, that could be like a more hangout environment where we talk about it more out at the drive-in. I feel like.
Yeah, I definitely want to see it again. Opening week just to support the movie. Obviously, not that we're not supporting it by going out there, but you know.
All right. We want to support those numbers, people.
Yeah, exactly, and I think everyone's kind of in that same boat, and like. If you want to see like a local franchise around town, like go check out whoyougonnacall.org. They're a website that's up and running now that kind of has all the local franchises kind of listed. They're still adding a lot of groups to that database, but if you're looking for like theater events going on in your community, you probably got some cosplayers out of the opening weekend. So I think that'll be pretty awesome to go see and bring the family out to check that out opening weekend.
Well, let's see. Says here that the drive-in that we go to is currently closed for the season.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking wild. It's like March, they should be open.
Yeah, but you got to realize that March weather is just up and down, so I don't feel like they open usually till April or May.
Well, that blows. I would like to see it at the drive-in just for the fun of it, but
I think they're April through October, but if you look at the box office, there's a pretty high likelihood that it'll be at the box office when that opens.
Yeah, even we'll see like what happens.
Still have an option for it, because really right after that you've got Kong vs. Godzilla or Times Godzilla or team up movie, whatever they're calling that.
Yeah.
And that comes out the following week, which looks good too. Like, I mean, I love kaiju movies, but Ghostbusters is my number one love for, you know, franchises. So
yeah. We're going to have to see what else there is. I definitely want to hit up the drive-in some more this summer.
Yeah. That makes sense. Like, drive-ins just have, like, that throwback magic to it. I would love them to do, like, a double feature or something like that and show Afterlife and Frozen Empire at the drive-in, because we never got to see Afterlife at the drive-in.
Yeah.
Timing for that was, you know, November, so this is a little bit better, because if you keep it in there or it comes back out on the 40th anniversary for a couple of weeks, you know, there's going to be some options, I think. Oh, so if you're going to be out in New York, hit us up if you want to see us. We're going to be kind of doing a real short 48 hours out there. It's going to be fast paced. It's going to be a blast. And we're going to be doing a lot of sightseeing, running to a lot of friends, getting some good video for you. So if you can't make it out there, you'll kind of see what it's all about. Really, that's kind of what I've got for tonight, man. I'm just
in if such you're a like hype. If you're like me, you're currently looking for new ways to stimulate your brain while you're waiting. And I've been going back and rewatching our content, and yes, have some content on the last premiere.
Yeah,
so go check out that. We had a couple different videos and podcasts about it. So
yeah, check that out. I kind of want to go back and re-listen that myself just to kind of see like what kind of a mental state I was in. Things are drastically different now than they were then. Lots changed in the last couple of years, so
I can go back and look at all my, I was looking at my, all the pictures today, and so I could see what we did in what order exactly, because I've photographed so much shit, and it has, you know, that tells you what time you took the photo and everything, so.
Yeah, I mean, I still have like that whole like trip in my head where we went and did the whole walking, and I think that was pretty amazing. I'm excited to do that walking again and like just take it all in, because it's
Take it all in.
Exactly. That's who we should really be cosplaying at the premiere as. Those two. Great Outdoors. Like, didn't you know? That's a Dan Aykroyd movie. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of excellent stuff out there coming up. I will say, happy to have the Interdimensional CrossRip back there doing weekly episodes through the month of March at least. Kind of get caught back up, you know, a lot of stuff coming out. So it was good listening to their first episode back and seeing how those fellows are doing. And then, you know, YHS is going strong. Extraplasm's going strong. Like everyone's firing on all cylinders here. Pretty excited to see all these people in person. And I don't know if Troy or Chris from the CrossRip are going to be in New York. Neither one of them really said anything, but fingers crossed.
I was going to say, I haven't heard much from many Canadians as far as I know. Coming down. I know that it was impossible for Afterlife premiere, but we'll see if we get some of these maple syrup freaks down here.
Yeah.
All love. I love Canada.
Yeah. America's hat. It's like America's less crazy neighbor, right? So I feel like I'm hoping a lot of them can make it down, because it's always good to run into those people. Because there's so many people at FanFest that like I think from the UK, and I already see people planning coming over from the UK and Germany and stuff for Ghostbusters Day, but I wonder how many of them are going to make it to the premiere here.
Well, they are doing a premiere event over there too, so we'll see. I think a lot of them are just trying to do that because it was pretty limited over here too. So,
yeah. And I imagine they will do, at least in some scale, a friends and family viewing in LA, kind of like they did last time. You know, probably. A lot of VFX artists and stuff will be out there for that, so it may not be as gigantic of an event, but still very unique and special if you can make it to that. So
yeah,
either way, man, it's like we're in that final countdown, we're in that final push. It's like get ready for it all, because it's going to be here before we know it, man. It's
my brain is not stimulated enough right now. I'm like fuck, there's things I need to be doing. There's things that I want to be doing that I can't be doing. And there's things that I just keep thinking about. I'm like, all right, how's this going to go? How's that going to go? What's going to happen there? And I'm really stoked for the YHS party in general, because that's, we're going to be doing most of our catching up with all these people, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite it's like a 3-hour event. So
a 3-hour tour.
So that should be pretty sick. Maybe they'll do some, on stage shenanigans or something, you know, like.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't checked out the venue too much. But I mean, I just think that like they have built such a great community, and I'm happy to be part of that community. I'm happy to see everybody there, because it's, you know what I mean? It can be tough on the internet sometimes, because there's a lot of negativity on there, right? Just because it's an easy place to go and get free therapy by bitching in the comments section. And I feel like they do a pretty good job moderating their shit. Like even in our Strange Glow Video Club, like I don't think there's like not a lot of negativity or a lot of bad stuff going on in there. And I think that really goes a long way to enjoying shit in a good light. Like it doesn't stress me out. I'm not worried about it. Like, I feel like everyone's pretty well respected in those areas and people's opinions are respected and people are just free to be themselves without the hassle of like, oh my God, they're doing this or they're doing that. Like, reading comments earlier and seeing people lose their mind over like the popcorn bucket. I'm like, that's what a manufacturer said they were sending to them. And obviously what they sent out was different because, you know, things change. Like, I feel bad if you feel like you got like shoehorn on that, but hit me up because those popcorn buckets look pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like the new design better too. So whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm all good with it. Excited for the Firehouse popcorn tin. Like, I'm just curious, like, what else is going to be out there? A lot of t-shirt designs. Hoping for some more toys for the 40th. I really, really got my fingers crossed that we'll get some cool stuff.
I'm hoping also, you remember last time the score came out on Spotify a little early. I don't know if you've done this, but I went and followed the composer on Spotify so that I would get alerted for a new release.
Oh, good call. Yeah, because it looked like there were still, I mean, Gil's been posting pretty frequently. You know what the other thing I really love about this marketing campaign is Gil's enthusiasm for it. Like, he has legit talked about like pulling over on the side of the road, seeing his own posters for the movie out there and like generally giggling and getting excited about it. And like, I feel like there's a lot of people that don't have that level of enthusiasm for some of the stuff they're working on, right? Like,
yeah.
To work on an IP that's so beloved to you to be able to be in that director seat, you know, because last time he was the writing partner, you know, had a lot of behind the scenes stuff, but to be able to direct the story and kind of have something fresh and unique to say on it, like, ooh, yeah. Like, just his enthusiasm and what he's been posting on his socials is cool. And obviously Jason's so supportive and like resharing everything, but I just can't wait to see this and like see how this plays out and see what's going to kind of be next. You know, I think it's going to open a lot of opportunities for a broad spectrum of media, and obviously as Ghostbusters is one of my favorite brands, it's like, what else can they do?
Which version of the GB2 logo is that on your shirt? Oh, okay. He doesn't have the leg.
Oh, the second leg. No, yeah.
So the YHS has the second leg version available.
So I've got an official one through like the Ripple Junction on the Amazon store that's like a distressed version of this. This is one I couldn't find. This is like an iron-on transfer somebody did. I bought on eBay. And this was after Answer the Call, but before Afterlife when I got this, I think. And like GB2 stuff just wasn't available like it is now. Not that there's a ton of it, but it's, you can at least go get the logo shirt, like distressed or undistressed, however you want it. You got a few options. So this is an iron-on, but I don't wear it all the time because I didn't want it to fucking get destroyed. So, but you know, GB2 has a special place for me. Like, even though I prefer Ghostbusters 1, the nostalgia of going to the theater to see this movie, seeing the teaser poster in theaters, like all the toy commercials, all that other stuff, man, like, it's, my love for that is unique and different from Ghostbusters, but it just adds to the lore of the entire franchise. Ah, it's going to be hard to sleep, man, going into the next week.
Yeah, I'm like, do I just rewatch all four Ghostbusters movies over and over until then? Will that keep my brain satisfied or what?
Yeah, I'm thinking about
what I'm thinking about. I'm definitely gonna. I did a on my personal YouTube channel, Ecto Violence, which you should also subscribe to. But
yeah, you did a lot of short form content on there. That's pretty good.
Well, it's technically long form. But it's not long, like long podcast form. It's still like, it's like 7 to 10 minutes. I've just been doing a bunch of different stuff. Some of it's 2 minutes. That's more short form for sure. But it's not vertical like TikTok style. I've been doing that too. But I did one on the Nightmare on Elm Street VHS review. And I think I want to do one for Ghostbusters. Because I went through and scanned it and recorded stuff through it. That might occupy my brain a little bit. I don't know.
Well, I think for me, I want to rewatch Cleaning Up the Town just to kind of get through that again, just to kind of hear some of those interviews and the enthusiasm there for people just talking about working on that project, especially since there's going to be so many nostalgic ties to Ghostbusters once it's back in New York, some things that weren't there for Afterlife, just to kind of reinvigorate that.
Oh, we didn't mention this yet, but the Extreme Ghostbusters box set is actually back up for pre-order. It is real. apparently they're using a modified version of AJ Quick's artwork right now.
Oh, nice.
Like, that's some artwork he put on GB Fans years ago.
I mean, hey.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, so the crazy thing about that, and it's just like a minor thing I noticed, is like, so I think in our group chat for Strange Glow, I sent a thing saying, hey, my Extreme Ghostbusters, because you missed the original pre-order, and like that disappeared like in 24 hours, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I pre-ordered it within minutes of me seeing the post. And then all of a sudden it said, like, we don't have a shipping date, or we don't know when this will actually be available. Like, and then I saw a new listing, and it was, instead of $20, it was $40, which, whatever, like, I want it, so I'm not that worried about it. So I went and canceled the other order and pre-ordered at the new price, and I'm like, whatever, I'm getting that. So it's essential to the collection, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think for you and me, like, that's where we really bonded over Ghostbusters, was working on watching real Ghostbusters on tuna casserole, like, getting prepared for Extreme Ghostbusters to come out. And like, there was a little bit of overlap there at the same time, because I remember like programming the VCR to like record those while we were at school so we could watch them when we got home and stuff.
Yeah, I remember it was weird, like Extreme Ghostbusters would sometimes air in mornings too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to, like, I don't know if it was weekend mornings or what, because I don't recall it being like super early, but it was like 10 in the morning or something, you know, like,
yeah, something kind of strange. Get it? Something strange. Okay. That wasn't that funny. That was just a stupid thing to say that ironically sounded like I was saying it on purpose, but yeah, I didn't mean to do that. Extreme Ghostbusters. I'm loving the vibes though that like Frozen Empire has some Extreme Ghostbusters vibes, some real Ghostbusters vibes. And believe it or not, like, I hadn't even thought about this, but there's some people out there that weren't excited about the real Ghostbusters vibes to it. And I'm like, and I guess if you're of a fan of a certain age where you're like, maybe you're 5 to 10 years older than us, maybe it's less exciting for you. Like, where you kind of were too old for the cartoon. I could see that, I guess. But I'm just excited, you know, we're getting something new, something fresh.
Yeah, it should be a fun time.
And my absolute favorite part of this movie is that it's not a starting the business story. We're already going. Yeah. We're ready to roll. Like, I think to me, like, that saves you 30 minutes of storytelling that we've kind of seen that done several times. So, like, let's get right into it. So let us know what you're most excited about in the comments, like whether that's theater merchandise, like whether that's the trailer, something that you saw, like, let us know what you got, because my levels are pretty, pretty hyped up about everything. I'm stoked on getting out there and doing this, seeing this movie. And, you know, it's nerve-wracking, and it's a bit like anxiety-inducing just getting this close and having to travel and having to have everything ready and making sure everything goes off without a hitch.
There's a lot of
moving parts.
God, I hate airplanes and shit, too. Like, I just have anxiety about the air travel in general, plus the trip, and that's how it's like, fucking A.
No, I love flying on planes. It's like, it just reminds me of Independence Day. Every time we talk about planes, you're like David in Independence Day. We're like, we don't like flying. Like, I got to give you a vomit bag. And I'm like, yeah, we could go up and down. We could go back and forth. We could go side to side. I just feel like that. I'm like, it doesn't matter to me. And you're just like,
And I'm over in the corner. Area 51. Area 51.
Ah, you knew.
You knew then. And you did nothing.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap this one up. Are we going to do something next week before we go out of town?
Possibly.
We'll see. We may be off next week just because that's a travel week. So we'll see what comes up. If anything important comes up over the next couple of days into the next weekend, we may drop something on Monday or Tuesday, but.
Or if anything else, yeah, it might just be like a 10-minute saying, see us in New York. If this is if we die on the plane, then this is the last thing you see of us.
Actually, that'd be real fucked up to do, but it'd be kind of funny. Like, sign off to the world just in case.
Yeah, but we'd have to like schedule, upload it for like when the plane leaves.
Oh God.
Because they could be like, what are they gonna do? They're gonna do something they shouldn't do.
No, we're
I'm not even
gonna
say in a thing because that'll just sound awful.
No, we're just gonna get on our flight and get there safe.
He says flight 93 just arrived.
Yeah. People aren't ready for that joke, man, but like you can't make Titanic jokes without making jokes about other stuff. So like be prepared.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. All right. We will see you next week. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We appreciate you. And hopefully we'll see you in New York.
Your mother.